Blog Talk Radio.
Okay. This is Dr. Budweiser, and I am coming to you directly from the Wiser Living headquarters. Wow, and I would like to welcome each and every one of you who have taken the time out today to tune in to this broadcast. And I know your time is valuable, and I'm truly grateful for your participation. So over the next 29 and a half minutes, I want to add to your wellness experience, and today we are going to talk about a vitamin called B12. You know, vitamins are essential to life, and you know, they contribute to good health by regulating the metabolism and assisting the biochemical processes that actually release energy from digested food. Vitamins are considered micronutrients because the body needs them in small amounts, especially when compared with other nutrients like carbohydrates, proteins, fats, and even water. The B vitamins, they actually help to maintain healthy nerves, a healthy skin, healthy eyes and hair, a healthy liver, and the mouth, as well as muscle tone in the gastrointestinal tract, and so on. But, you know, B-complex vitamins are actually coenzymes which are involved in energy production and also to be useful for depression as well as for anxiety. You know, I said that's, you know, depression on one end of the scale. I guess you could say that's on the low end of the scale. And then you got anxiety on the high end of the scale. You know, vitamins are very essential in the maintenance of that equilibrium. Now, the B vitamins should always be taken together. And I know a lot of you out there, you like to take your you know, a specific vitamin by itself. You know, you have a hair issue, you go get this vitamin. You're feeling down, you go get a B12 shot. Or you take it in supplementation form, you know. But remember this, the B vitamins should be always taken together. But if you need a specific B vitamin, you can take 2 to 3 times more of that particular B vitamin on top of the B complex, which is all of the Bs. So you need all the Bs, and if you need a specific one, you can take 2 to 3 times more of that one until you get back to normalization, so to speak. Vitamin B12 or cyanocobalamin, that's the scientific term, cyanocobalamin. We'll get a little bit more into the, you know, breaking up the word, what that means. But just remember, vitamin B12 or cyanocobalamin, if I say either one of those, I'm meaning each one. It's probably the most talked about vitamin in the B group, although they are all equally important because they work synergistically with the other vitamins. Vitamin B12 is needed to prevent anemia. Let me say that again. Vitamin B12 is really essential. It's important to prevent anemia. And I say that because most people have anemia and don't know that they have it. And they can have it for decades without noticing that they have it because there are so many different, let's say if we take being tired, there's so many different of foods and vitamins, and you can read a lot of stuff on how to increase energy. And so you could be anemic and not know it for a long time. So just remember that vitamin B12 is needed to prevent anemia. This vitamin is important in the formation of the cells and your body, as well as cellular longevity. You know, this vitamin is also required. It's required for proper digestion. The proper absorption of the foods you eat, protein synthesis, and the metabolism of carbohydrates and fats. And in addition to all of that, B12 prevents nerve damage. You know, it maintains fertility, and it promotes normal growth and development. So there's a lot of other things that enhance fertility. You know, a lot of people, they have issues with fertility, so they go to fertility clinics. And all of these things, and a baseline, if you look at from the cellular level, B12 is important and to promote normal fertility or maintain fertility and promotes normal growth and development. There are over 100 medications that will deplete, diminish, or consume the available B12 in your body. Over 100 medications. What am I saying here? Probably most people who take medications are taking a med or a multiple medications that deplete B12 and can also deplete the other vitamins, you know, say vitamins as well. But today we're speaking on B12, so we'll kind of, you know, comb down to that one. And when I talk about different medications, I'm talking about drugs like cefaclor, which is an antibiotic, cefazolin, which is an antibiotic. Most of you know about penicillin and tetracycline. And so basically, most antibiotics will deplete B12. Now, most birth control pills or contraceptives like estradiol and its derivatives will deplete vitamin B12. Diabetic medications like metformin depletes vitamin B12. So all of these medications have a huge effect that leads to depletion. And vitamin B12 deficiencies will manifest primarily as anemia, as I already mentioned, and also there will be neurologic changes. A lot of diabetics have neurologic changes due to the depletion of B12 due to the ingestion of the medication that they have to take if they are diabetic. So vitamin B12 deficiency will inhibit the synthesis or the production of DNA, which affects the growth and repair of all cells in the body. Whether you know the science of DNA and what it is, know this, that vitamin B12 deficiency will inhibit the synthesis or the production of the DNA, which will affect the growth and repair of all of your cells in the body. So that means that if you're not having this growth and repair, if you're not having the repair, especially repair, which occurs when you go to sleep of the body, then there's going to be a symptom associated with it, and then you go to the doctor and you get a title that to add to your name. So it can show symptoms in a variety of places throughout your body. Depletion of B12 can show up as fatigue. It can show up as peripheral neuropathy. And peripheral nerves basically do this. They carry information to and from the brain. They also carry signals to and from the spinal cord. So peripheral neuropathy means that these nerves don't work properly. And these nerves come from your brain and they go to every every organ in your body. So diabetics, they can have these symptoms sometimes, which can be extremely painful in the extremities, like the legs. I'm talking about below, like, say, like from the knee down. And there's a lot of different treatments that are given for this peripheral neuropathy. None of them really work long term, but if you trace it back, it could be due to B12 deficiency. No, you want to take it a step further. It could be due to maybe a medication that you're taking that's depleting the B12. So we'll get into later what can we actually do about this, because you know, nutrition really doesn't cure, mitigate, or treat a disease state. But if you improve your nutrition, you improve your health. So if you're going to your doctor, keep going to your doctor, keep taking your medication. You don't play doctor and take yourself off the medication. Only your doctor who prescribed your medication can actually do that, right? Okay, so we know that's true. Let's get that out of the way. But I want you to know that when we talk about this peripheral neuropathy, I'm going to say it again. There's a lot of things I'm going to repeat today because of science, and science, you know, people, a lot of times it doesn't just easily set well in your brain. So it goes in one ear and out the other. So, and I mean that in a positive term. You know, diabetics can have, you know, these symptoms sometimes, which can be extremely painful, like I mentioned before, in the extremities and then also in the eyes. There's a neuropathy in the nerves in the eye as well. So when we look at B12 depletion, vitamin B12 depletion can show up as tongue and mouth irregularities. Wow, a pale tongue, at least on the surface of the tongue, suggests a B12 deficiency. It can show up as macrocytic anemia, which with basically macro means large and cytic means cell, so large cells. It's abnormally enlarged red blood cells. Now, what's important about that? Why do I want to mention that? Well, red blood cells carry hemoglobin. Hemoglobin is the principal carrier of oxygen throughout your body. So, if you have a B12 deficiency, you're not going to have enough oxygen going through your body. So you may find yourself yawning a lot, sighing a lot. You may, you know, it's like you walk through some of these large stores. What's the largest store? You know, you have a Walmart in England, but it's not called. I don't think it's called Walmart, but it's another name. It's a large store. So you're walking up. I'm just saying it's a large store where you walk a lot. And sometimes you have leg pain, some minor cramping, you get tired, and many times it's because you have a vitamin deficiency because you don't have enough hemoglobin to carry the oxygen to the areas that need it. So let's talk a little bit about the effects of depletion of vitamin B12. It can lead to depression. It can lead to confusion. It can lead to memory loss. Wow. Depression, confusion, memory loss. Now, a lot of people have all of these and don't realize it. They don't attribute it to maybe I need to enhance my vitamin and mineral intake. Maybe I'm not eating fortified foods. I'm eating the right foods, but they're not fortified. The nutrients, the building blocks that you need aren't there in adequate amounts to keep this from happening. Because there are a lot of things that can lead you to depression. You know, external things like, you know, you got bills, you got too many bills. It's a new year, you want to lose weight, and you can't do it, so you get depressed about that. So you eat more of things that will cause you to gain weight. Or you lost your job, or you're not having your home life is not very happy. You know, it's not synchronistic there. But you don't trace it back to I need more nutrients. So depression and confusion, you know, not having mental alertness is not good. And memory loss, especially in the elderly, because you can have memory loss. Wow, where are my keys? Wow, I can't find, I just, where are my glasses? You know, these little things, we don't attribute this to a vitamin mineral deficiency. We don't even think about that. But when we speak of the elderly, we kind of attach another name, Alzheimer's. So there's a link there. There was a University of Oxford study that was published in the journal Neurology about B12 deficiency and its effects. They tested 107 apparently healthy volunteers over a 5-year period, and they found that older people with lower than average vitamin B12 levels were more than six times more likely to experience brain shrinkage. And some studies suggest that 2 out of 5 people are deficient in B12. Now, when we talk about brain shrinkage, I tend to look at that as if you know, I'm not talking about a catastrophic shrinkage, like, you know, a third of your brain shrinks in the cranial vault. I'm talking about if you don't have enough oxygen going to the brain is mostly water. If you don't have enough water, or you're consuming enough water but it's not being absorbed, that could cause, obviously, a shrinkage of anything. It could be your T-shirt. It could be, you know, things that you're washing, or it shrinks, right? Cotton shrinks when you put it in a dryer. So that means if there's, as long as it's wet, it doesn't shrink. But if it dries up, it shrinks. That's obvious. So the same thing can happen. There's an analogy there with the brain. If you're drinking fluids and it's not water, then the brain is not going to get what it needs. And what happens? You can have confusion, depression, memory loss. And if you have enough memory loss, they tag it Alzheimer's. This study suggests that consuming more vitamin B12 might help to protect the brain. So obviously there's going to be more studies coming out after they have to study the study that was studied, and that takes them up to 15, 20 years for that. But, you know, do you have 15 to 20 years? Most of us, I would say no. Even if I was like 8 years old and I understood it, I'm going, you know, do I have 20 years? No, you can't predict that you're going to last that long, no matter what your age is. So So if you're getting those building blocks into your system, you don't have to worry about that. Poor blood clotting and easy bruising are also effects of B12 depletion. When you look at bruising, most people that get bruising, they easily bruise, what do they go for first? Vitamin C. Yes, vitamin C is important, but also B12 as well. Dermatitis and skin sensitivity are effects of B12 depletion. Loss of appetite, nausea, vomiting, hallucinations, you know, outside of the recreational drug use. Eye disorders and digestive disorders. A lot of people have digestive disorders. Matter of fact, I did a program in the past on digestive disorders. You might want to go back and listen to that one again. You know, these are all effects of B12 depletion. You know, and I mentioned several medications earlier, but I want to add to that list anti-gout medications. Anticoagulant drugs. A lot of people take blood thinners. And potassium supplements, whether they're prescribed or over-the-counter. All of these may block the absorption of B12. So be aware of that. You know, anemia, which I said before, anemia is the first symptom of B12 deficiency. But you may not know that you're anemic for decades, even though it's the first symptom. You know, pernicious anemia is due to either inadequate B12 intake or reduced gastric secretion of intrinsic factor. Okay, there's another big scientific word. What in the heck is intrinsic factor? Well, intrinsic factor is a glycoprotein that's produced by a specific stomach cell. Now, when I hear the word glycoprotein, a lot of things go through my head. Break the word down. Glyco means sugar. Obviously, you know what protein is. So you need a sugar and a protein in that stomach area in order for you to get the benefit from the B12. So it means it's necessary for the absorption of B12 later on in the small intestine. Get that now. You need this intrinsic factor, which is a glycoprotein, in your stomach area. You need it there in order for the B12 to be activated later on in the small intestine. What does that mean? Once again, it's necessary for the absorption of B12 later on in the small intestine. So if you don't have this intrinsic factor in your stomach, then you won't get B12 absorption later on in your small intestine. It's simple as that, which leads to what? Pernicious anemia. So you need glycoproteins, which is a molecule that consists of a carbohydrate. Carbohydrate is a sugar, right? Or plus a protein. Now, elderly are most susceptible to B12 deficiencies due to atrophy or the gradual decline in effectiveness or vigor of a specialized stomach cell called the parietal cells. Now, remember, I said earlier that these stomach cells produce intrinsic factor, which is necessary for the absorption of B12 later on in the intestines. I keep repeating it over and over and over again because it's very important. These deficiencies in the elderly often cause varying degrees of what they call neuropsychiatric or nerve-brain symptoms such as moodiness, confusion, abnormal gait or walking. That's why, you know, some people that are elderly need cane crutches or walkers, memory loss, agitation, delusions, dizziness. Dementia and hallucination, and I mentioned some of these earlier. All of this, B12. You know, meatless diets are deficient in B12. Yes, I said it. Meatless diets are deficient in B12. But stay with me now. Don't hang up. Strict vegetarians are urged to use a B12 supplement. That's known. And I think a better solution to get B12 in the body of a vegetarian or vegan is in the form of methylcobalamin, as opposed to cyanocobalamin. You know, methylcobalamin is the activated form of B12. A methylcobalamin versus cyanocobalamin is designed to deliver B12 through the mucous membrane that's in your mouth in order to bypass the need for intrinsic factor, which is in your stomach. So remember, Intrinsic factor is a protein produced in the stomach and is known to be needed for maximal intestinal absorption of B12, right? So the body is able to use methylcobalamin more efficiently than the biological inactive cyanocobalamin form. So in comparison, methylcobalamin is better absorbed and has a higher retention rate in the body's tissue. Active methylcobalamin form is essential in facilitating methylation, it would be the critical biochemical process that assures proper stem cell differentiation and proper production of brain chemicals called neurotransmitters, which is the nerves again, because I mentioned that he's taking certain medication. This could cause nerve pain in the leg. The reason why I mentioned stem cells, because when the body goes through repair, which I mentioned before, this repair phase, it may need a stem cell to go to a certain area to make or repair, say, cartilage or something like that, and you need B12. You need the activated form. So if you're vegan or vegetarian, you need an activated form of B12, which will be the methylcobalamin. Now, supplementation using methylcobalamin, it actually eliminates the need for the liver to convert cyanocobalamin, which is B12 again, to the active forms of B12, which is methylcobalamin. Yes? Okay. I hope you got that. So if you get the B12 in the methylcobalamin form, say like as a lozenge, it can dissolve in your mouth to be absorbed through the mucosal tissue in your mouth. So if you're a vegetarian or a vegan, slowly dissolving a methylcobalamin lozenge can help support the cardiovascular system, homocysteine levels, compromised digestive system, malabsorption issues, pernicious anemia, there's that word again, the brain and nervous system, sleep-wake disorders, daytime alertness in the elderly, and people who work night shifts, as well as those who need to increase B12 levels fairly quickly. Okay, let me give you a bit more information on B12 and drugs. Numerous drugs inhibit B12 absorption, and when these drugs are taken for a long time, they can lead to nutrient depletion. So the chronic use of these drugs can lead to the nutrient depletion. And I already mentioned antibiotics and oral contraceptives and potassium medications. I'm mentioning potassium medication because people that go through medical weight loss, they usually get something, the appetite suppressant, and then they get a diuretic to release a lot of the water. But when it does that, your cells are made of sodium. I mean, your cells have a liquid called either potassium and sodium to keep it plump. And so the potassium is depleted mostly, so they have to give you give you potassium pills to counteract that. And so B12 can be depleted if you're taking a potassium medication, supplemental you're getting from a nutrition company or whatever. You know, I want to add histamine to blockers like Axid, Pepcid, Tagamet, and Zantac. Protein pump inhibitors like Prevacid, Prilosec. Phentoin or anticonvulsants like Dilantin, and some of you people that are hearing this, you already know what it is if you're taking it. So make sure that you're taking additional B12 so you can still get the benefit from the medication without the side effects of B12 depletion. So you notice I didn't take you off your medication because I'm not legally, I can't legally do that anyway. So make sure you're fortifying your foods with B complex, which B12 is a part of that. Now I really want to drive the point home that B12 is stored in the liver. It's water soluble, so you need to consume it daily for maximum effectiveness through diet and/or supplementation. Vitamin B12 is an essential growth factor and plays a vital role in the metabolism of all of your cells, especially those cells of the gastrointestinal tract. I keep mentioning that because a lot of times you take these supplements, but you get no absorption, so it just comes out when you go to the bathroom and do number two. It's vital for the bone marrow. Why? Because that's where the stem cells are and the nervous tissue. You know, vitamin B12, it hits your stomach where it combines with the intrinsic factors, so it'll be absorbable later on in the small intestine. For the vegans and the vegetarians out there, methylcobalamin is the active form of B12, which doesn't need intrinsic factor. So you want that form since you're not eating any animal protein. Cobalamin or B12 are basic coenzymes, and they're necessary for reducing RNA to DNA. So what does that mean? This means that B12 plays a central role in the replication of the genetic code, and it makes it a critical growth factor in all the cells of the body. Not some, all of them. What am I saying here? Let me slow down a little bit here because it's a lot of science, and I know sometimes you get confused in this. Vitamin B12 is required for the synthesis of myelin, which is the insulation around your nerves, which means it plays a major role in the functioning and the maintenance of the nervous system. People with multiple sclerosis, they have a problem with the insulation around specific nerves. So you're getting a lot of things in the nutrient form, but you're not thinking about you need extra B12. Vitamin B12 is involved in various aspects of protein, fat, and carbohydrate metabolism. That's why some people on weight management programs, they take additional B12 or they go get a B12 shot. So if you're trying to manage your weight, you need all of the B vitamins, especially vitamin B12. B12 is produced by microbial synthesis in the digestive tract of, animals. Therefore, animal protein products are the source of this nutrient. It does not occur in fruits, vegetables, grains, or legumes. Organ meats are the best source of vitamin B12, followed by clams and oysters, beef, eggs, milk. Obviously, the milk should be raw or in the form of organic grass-fed cows, organic chicken, blue cheese, and cheese. And when we're talking about cheese, I'm talking about from organic grass-fed cows again. Make sure it's that. So remember that. So you can see that foods are essential, or nutrient-dense foods are essential for the maintenance of health. B12 is essential, and that's why it's talked about so much. But in order for B12 to be more, I mean, just if you want it to be powerful, you need to take all of the B. So you're not trying to figure out how much B you need at what time of the day or night. And you want your B vitamins to be in a certain form, not a synthetic form, not and from vitamins that are made from coal tar or petroleum products. So I want to kind of wrap this up in this. Virtually every physiological process the body performs is facilitated at the cellular level. And in general, for our bodies to build proper cells and support overall wellness in the body, it must have raw materials from nature. And giving the body what it needs to promote healthy cell structure and function is critical to maintain wellness, because cells are the building blocks of the human body. Healthy cells equal healthy organs, equal healthy systems, equal healthy bodies. Another thing, wellness is not a quick fix. So make sure you're getting the nutrients that you need in order to make it happen. So thank you for listening in. And in closing, let your food be your medicine, and let your medicine be your food. This is Dr. Budweiser, and we'll see you next time.